Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Terry, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, keep going with your content. Your video on the friends with benefits reminds me of a time that I was in the US Army. This girl one night when I was on guard duty approached me and offered sex. I had one more hour of duty, so she waited. Then later that night I smashed her. She then said she waited for her husband to arrive, but she loved being with me. This shocked me to the literal core. I found out later that this girl had a kid and became an adult star too. I just started laughing uncontrollably. Unquote. Well, Terry, thanks for the donation and sharing your story. Recently, I was talking to someone in one of my one-on-one chats, and let's call him Steve. He was sharing a story about how his girlfriend, now his ex-girlfriend, was hanging around with a male friend for 4 or 5 hours while he wasn't home. He had security cameras pick it up, and then he asked her what was going on. She just claimed that the two of them were friends, but we all know that probably isn't the case. Even after being devastated by this woman, it seems like everyone is cheating these days. So after the end of his relationship, he gets together from time to time with a woman that's cheating on her husband. I'm just trying to point out how society is normalizing this sort of behavior. Most of the time, guys don't even know how the woman they have a one-night stand with has a boyfriend and possibly children at home. You learned that, Terry, and you were shocked to find out. But it's not shocking anymore. The truth is, most of us can't get our emotional, intellectual, financial, or sexual needs met from only one person. In fact, it might be dangerous from a psychological point of view to rely on only one person too heavily, or you run the risk of becoming codependent. But for most of human history and civilization, we've been codependent. It provides a stable physical world to raise children in, but the men and women suffer as a result. The person we find emotional support with and financial stability might not be the same person that fulfills our deepest, darkest sexual desires. I don't know about you, but my partners never fulfilled me intellectually very much. I preferred it that way and relied mostly on them for the social, sexual, and emotional parts for fulfillment. I also believe that men are more capable of getting fulfillment in general from their partners more than women are, which is probably one of the reasons women are more likely to cheat on us rather than the other way around. That and hypergamy, and never being satisfied with what they have. I'm sure the numbers would look a lot more equal if women had lower standards and threw themselves and more men sexually, and if men were as smart as women when planning the cheating and getting away with it in the first place. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Cash Discount Pro. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to women smashing in one-night stands while their husbands are home taking care of the kids' clown world show. Terry, that woman you slept with probably became an adult actress so that she could go out and sleep with muscle-bound chads and get paid for it. That way she could basically validate cheating on her partner, and she could just say it's part of her job and nothing more. Work like any other. One way to know if it's not just work is to see chemistry between her and the performer on screen. There are rare times when you see two people paid to smash each other and they are enjoying it and passionately kissing one another, and you just can't fake that chemistry. You can also see it if they do an interview after their smash session. It's rare, but it does happen. Maybe once out of every 50 or 100 videos, but it does happen. Most of the time, it's just mechanical, though. That woman that waited for an hour to get off duty so she could get you off definitely was attracted to you enough to stick around so you could stick it in her. But you were just a fantasy. It probably shocked you that she could just use you to get off, and off she went. No emotional connection, no social media history connecting the two of you, or personal acquaintances. No way for her husband to ever know about it. You probably didn't even get her number, and she probably did it in your car, or place, or in a hotel. So no financial paper trail leading back to you. Even if her husband suspected something and had cameras in his place and spyware on her phone, he wouldn't know very much. The most he would actually have is a GPS location. But if you humped in the Honda, then her GPS would just say that she was in a parking lot. Not exactly damning evidence. I guess now you see just how easy it is for women to cheat on a man these days. As someone that's most likely on the spectrum, I value integrity and honesty above everything else. I'm obsessed with it. So when I see all the infidelity in our society, it just confirms that going monk mode is the best way to go. I don't have to deal with all this drama because I've learned to give myself the things that I need. So actually, I found adult content that's better than real life people. I found intellectual stimulation by letting my subconscious mind write content for this channel. Not to mention more interesting content producers online than I can watch all the time. It seems that love and emotional support come at such a high price that they destabilize my peace of mind. The trade-off isn't worth it, and I also meet my own financial needs. I have friends to talk to, as well as an abundance of coaching call clients to talk with, and that usually runs for around 2 to 3 hours a day. It's amazing getting paid to have amazing conversations. I find it ironic that people are more lonely than ever when they have access to some of the most interesting people in the world if they just send out an email or an instant message to them. What's the worst that can happen if you try? They might say they don't want to talk to you and to get lost. I found that these celebrities are far nicer and more accommodating than the so-called real celebrities who oftentimes are great big jerks. I think that's about all I've got to say about Terry and his experience with a cheating adult actress. For the rest of this video, I want to talk about a TV show called You with the sad excuse for a male character. This guy is a love-obsessed simp that is constantly looking for love from women to validate his entire existence. When the women he wants reject him, he ends up killing them. He marries one of these women, a character named Love, and she's psycho and kills when she's betrayed or threatened. So you'd think that these two would make a great couple. But even they aren't enough for each other. She knows that if she betrays her husband, Joe, and sleeps with another man, he's gonna kill her. Yet she still can't help but bang other guys. Meanwhile, he's trying to bang other women too. When she gets jealous and finds out, she does them in. Almost every single character in this show is in a toxic cheating relationship or dysfunctional one, and the show just normalizes this. I haven't been in the dating market for 5 years, and seeing the constant hookups and drama on this show, if it's anything like real life, turns me off. Every single season of the three so far has at least one social media influencer on the show that's narcissistic and wants attention and money by exploiting people's personal tragedies. Joe is also constantly being shamed for not having a social media presence in this day and age, and meanwhile he's spying on everyone else through their social media. He's smart because he recognizes that it can reveal more about you than you want it to. In the second season, he creates an Instagram account and take pictures of random things instead of himself and other people. And that's pretty much how I've been using social media for the last 10 years. Partially to keep my anonymity, but also keep my privacy protected. Slowly but surely, most other people are starting to catch on to this trend. The show also is kind of like Dexter meets the talented Mr. Ripley meets blue-pilled simp. Women I've spoken to about in real life about this show love it and think that Joe is a likable character. Yes, a likable serial killer. Barbarossa also spoke about this phenomenon about 5 years ago in a video called Hybristophilia or Women's Attraction to Violence. A charming, tall, and educated man that's a violent serial killer makes them moist, so the show has been one of the biggest hits in the last few years. All of the female characters on that show are shown as cheaters constantly hooking up with other men, even while they're going out on dates with Joe. I can't imagine what it's like out there now that 50% of men, women won't touch. 20 to 30% of men get access to bad women that are threes, fours, and fives, or possibly sixes and sevens, with emotional damage, and then the top 20 or 30% of men getting women that think it's fine to cheat because the alpha males they're with are most likely cheating on them if they can get away with it. Does that sound like a stable society or one that's about to collapse? Even when you think the relationships between the two main characters on the show are happy, that's usually when there's cheating going on. Joe should have just gone his own way and made something of his life instead of constantly craving new sexual partners and lovers and constantly being a serial monogamist. But this show plays into the blue pill worldview that men are always supposed to be chasing women and they can't even take a short breather when they're in a happy relationship. That stable relationships are boring and the show is conditioning men that watch it to believe that the majority of women will just cheat on them, so men might as well cheat too. Joe is also beyond jealous and abusive, and yet women are attracted to that, because they're physically attracted to him, as well as being attracted to violence. He becomes irresistible because it's a dual attraction. Why do you think that there were so many serial killers out there that were married, and their wives never turned them in? For example, Darcy Brudos, the wife of Jerome Brudos, didn't report her husband where girls started going missing, and he brought home a human breast encased in resin as a trophy paperweight. There was also a Canadian military serial killer named Russell Williams, and he would just leave his trophies around the house, and apparently his wife never noticed any of them. Things like women's underwear, and he was also a colonel in the Canadian Armed Forces. There were videotapes, sex toys, and all kinds of other stuff that he kept in the basement and garage from all the women that were his victims, as if a woman would never notice this sort of stuff. Julie Baumeister was married to Herb Baumeister, and he gave her a human skull and she never knew where it came from. In many cases, the women probably knew, they just played dumb like they didn't know what was happening. Women are aware of everything, and if they play dumb, it probably means it turns them on and they get off on it. But of course, why would they actually tell anyone? Many of the women that watch the show also say in forums that it's their guilty pleasure. In public, they say they're appalled by male sexual violence, but in private, it's something they don't want anyone else to know about that they get off to. As for the show You, it's based on the best-selling series of books by a woman named Carolyn Kepnes. And you've got to think that feminists would be all over this thing trying to shut it down, because it shows male sexual violence, yet they don't actually care, because the main character is like Dexter, and the main character from 50 Shades of Grey combined. The actor that plays Joe looks like he's actually the actor from 50 Shades of Grey. He's slender, clean-shaven, and most importantly, likes to control and punish women. It really makes you think about all the men in the 1950s that would smack their wives around, and why women remember that as the happiest time in recent history. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again, Terry, for the donation and story. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will be smashed by a hammer, unless they let Joe keep smashing them with his swing swing. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps your wife from cheating on you with a complete stranger without you ever having a chance in hell of ever finding out about it away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.